This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is holed up in the White House, just 9 days left in office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving ahead with plans to impeach him after the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol building last week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi says the president's an imminent threat to the Constitution and American democracy. She'll first seek a vote pushing Vice President Pence and the cabinet to immediately remove the president under the 25th Amendment. Later, the House would move toward impeachment under articles Democrats are expected to introduce today. GOP Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press the best thing for the nation is for the president to just resign
and go away as soon as possible.
The president has no intention of doing that and will instead try to go on offense during his final 9 days in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Why were the rioters able to overwhelm U.S. Capitol Police?
Lawmakers want to know why police were underprepared. Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
The chief of the D.C. Capitol Police lied to House Administration Chairwoman Zoe Lofgren about the preparations of what happened.
Republican Representative Allen Kinzinger.
I think we were very close to actually having members of Congress killed.
They made their remarks on ABC's This Week. I'm Julie Walker.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is seeking increased security around President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration in the wake of the riot at the Capitol building. Most mainstream social media platforms have now dumped President Trump. Experts from the World Health Organization will arrive in China this week to investigate the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. The virus has now killed almost 2 million people around the world. This is AP News. Vice President-elect Harris is on the cover of Vogue, but there's controversy. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
The February issue of Vogue has Kamala Harris on the cover. It's not the photo, though, of the vice president-elect that is the problem, but the image that it projects, according to her team. Her people say both sides agreed that Harris would wear a powder blue power suit, but the image on the cover is one of her dressed more casually, right down to the pair of Converse sneakers she used to wear on the campaign trail. Vogue says it chose the shot because it shows Harris has what it calls an authentic, approachable nature. Harris's people say they weren't made aware of the change until the cover was leaked online over the weekend. The cover also sparked outrage online, with some expressing disappointment at how Vogue presented Harris as both the first female vice president and as a black woman. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.